We'll go to the big final. Well, not the final. It actually is a final in many, many ways, because whoever wins this afternoon over there at the Wacker between India and England go through to the final on Sunday against the Aussies. And it's a big good morning to Will Swanton, cricket writer for the Australian newspaper. G'day, Will.
Hello, God, Webby. That was spectacular, that ad. That was that was kind of half Ray Warren, half John Lord.
You know what?
He'd be happy with that.
I'll be happy if you go out and buy a Mazda BT50, Will. You've got plenty of coin. You should be able to afford it.
What do you make of the warm-up, mate? It's very much a warm-up for the World Cup, but it's a good warm-up, isn't it?
It is, mate. It is, yeah. It's mate, there's obviously, you know, the one thing I will say is, the Australian team on paper, so they've obviously nutted out their preferred 11, and that is a, for all the, you know, the drama that's going on around Michael and the selectors and everything else, when push comes to shove and they roll out their best 11, that's a spectacular team. But yeah, in the meantime, like you say, we've got the qualification match tonight between England and India, but really it's all about Sunday, what's going to happen on Sunday, so. So a bit to look forward to there.
Well, God, I wish you blokes in the press would leave Michael Clarke alone.
Oh, you.
He's just doing his best trying to make it into this team, and you guys are just digging up all this drama. Can you tell me, do you think Michael Clarke, I know it's very hard to predict, and there's so much rubbish going on behind the scenes and so much drama, and you would have heard it as much as I have. What do you think Michael Clarke will play in this World Cup?
I do. But I do think it is... I mean, I think that February 21 deadline will determine if he captains the Ashes, because I think if he doesn't make that deadline, and I think if Steve Smith captains during the World Cup, Australia's obviously going to have, you know, a terrific World Cup that should go to at least the semis. But Steve Smith's an outstanding captain, and if he's in charge of that team for a month, I think they'll stick with him, because they are obviously planning for life without Michael, just as they plan for life without Ricky and life without Steve Waugh in their last couple of years. But the other thing, guys, is that, I mean, the boss of all this is Rod Marsh. Michael Clarke can say what he likes in the press and he's going to do this and he's going to do that. But, I mean, Rod Marsh could not give a hoot about any little kind of personality clashes in the team. He's flexed his muscle with that deadline. So if Michael's fit, he will play, because they sat down... Those four selectors sat down and they said, is Michael one of our best one-day players? And the answer was yes. So they wanted to prove his fitness on that day. They wanted to keep proving his fitness, obviously, in the weeks after that, because the tournament proper doesn't start until the quarterfinals. So they want Michael to have two or three games under his belt where he hasn't fallen apart, with the plan being, obviously, for that quarterfinal, they're confident that he won't fall apart. Because the big fear is... that they get to a semi, Michael's hammy goes, and they're a player down.
Yeah, well, he gets a chance to maybe prove that. The Telegraph reporting this morning, Will, that he may well play at Chatswood Oval.
On the weekend.
So that makes the Feb 21 fitness test nearly superfluous if he can keep playing cricket up until then.
Well, from what I heard last night, that he was, like, that even Michael himself was a bit stunned with... So when that deadline first came out, and obviously Rod and Michael were sitting there, and it was clear that Michael was a bit stunned by the whole thing. But, I mean, Rod Marsh and those guys, they are not the kind of characters who are going to get involved in any games. Rod's job is to get an Australian 11 on the park that he's going to win the World Cup, and he couldn't give a hoot about any of the other kind of stuff. So, but Michael himself, I mean, it's all, you know, he's doing so much work on his body. And one thing I think that probably gets underestimated is that Michael is a tough character. I mean, like, I've been on tours with those guys where he's up at 6 a.m. doing gym sessions on his body every morning of a tour. So he's a tough character, and I do think it was a blessing for Michael that Rod was so tough of him, because it made Michael kind of realise that he's not running the show here, and then if he wants to play the World Cup, he has to work around the clock to prove his worthiness. So I do think it might have come out in Michael's favour.